Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Drogi. This week, Repeat After Me by G.T. Corbin. We used to be happy in a godless place. Then the divine arrived. The speed with which it devoured us terrified me. But our head prophet, the witness of the divine, could predict its miracles with precision. Tears of equal terror and majesty glimmering in her eyes. Reverence was a new kind of devotion, and it scared me. I watched her, up on the stage, as she put her hand in the air and moaned, guiding others to join her in full-bodied worship. Rejoice, my lights! The divine nears! Prepare yourselves for its grand arrival! The only silver lining to the sermons was the gift at the end, a piece of bread with sour filling that supposedly made one connect with the divine and fellow lights. 7 queues ran for it, 100 people in each. Some had been waiting outside for hours. Yet here I was, marched down barely of my own free will. Next! I didn't understand what they were praying for. P657 was a speck of a colony. So small, a cruiser only came every 6 months to pick anyone up. Why would a god ever care to hear from us? At the top of the line, the witness greeted me, passing a gift from her basket. How did you find the sermon? Or, did you come for the food again? I bit a chunk off the gift in response. Stay behind after everyone leaves. We need to talk. The sourness pursed my lips. No one had bothered to waste heating for the backstage. This entire planet had been so cold in the past years. Not enough resources to spare with yet another intergalactic war happening. Jay was happy to see you again, the witness said, offering me leftover gifts from a drawstring bag. You never talk to them anymore. The bread was still warm in my hands. My relationship with Jay is negatively correlated to their relationship with you. The more they talk to you, the less I talked to them. You didn't mind it when they worked for me. As a laboratory assistant, not a junior cult leader. Eyes brown like mine wore their disappointment with such stoic acceptance, it hurt more than any anger. The future of 657, Siri, is with the divine. If you cannot become part of it, then perhaps you should go somewhere else. The sweetness turned to ash in my mouth. What? I've booked you a ticket. You're leaving at the end of the month. I jumped to my feet, burning with a fight I had never felt toward her. Not when she had abandoned her life's work to become the witness. Not when she had distorted everything I'd ever known in a grotesque caricature of belief. You're going to punish me for not following your cult? Still in her seat, she looked up at me, her face impassive, and I wondered where all the passion was that she shed toward her divine. Why was there none of it left for me? No future awaits you here, so leave. Oh, praised be the divine, I thought as I slammed the door behind me. First it took my mother, now it takes my home. The night before my departure, I sneaked into her old laboratory. The fluorescent lights flickered to life in the large room, unraveling the ruins of her work. This had been my temple once, before Mother had become the witness and I her greatest disappointment. In here, everything still looked messy and half done, as if the divine hadn't stolen her away years ago. It wasn't even her god that bothered me, but she stopped talking to me about things, like every argument could be swept under the rug when she had once been so pleased by my inquisition. I picked up a notebook from the stack. The date on the page was last week. I skimmed through calculations and trajectories written on the page, notes and many crossed-out scribbles in my mother's handwriting, listing a series of failures that dated back months. I flipped to the front. Project Divine, Book 5. I had a feeling you'd end up here. My mother emerged from the adjacent office, a lab coat on, an access card around her neck, like she never left this place to become a priest. It's a planet, I state, and she nods. And it's coming here? What's the plan? The question aged her a decade in 2 seconds. There is no plan. Divine will crash with P-657 and annihilate everything on it. I barely reached the nearest chair before my legs gave out under me. Why aren't we evacuating? Where? The war has stolen most resources, and our neighbors aren't willing to take more refugees. After so long, her touch was as soft as her words when she cupped my face. I fought them to get you on a ship. With her hands trembling over my skin, I at last learned the need to pray, with nothing truly divine to hear me. No one disembarked at P-657. Everything seemed so obvious now. Mom! I choked, regret firmly lodged between my ribs as she wrapped her arms around me for the final time. She had remained quiet through the ride to the port, relief twisting a smile into her face. Why hadn't she told me? I could have helped her instead of fighting her at every step. Why the divine? Why a cult? She whispered the truth in my ear before pushing me into the queue, letting the line drag me away from this planet like a wave pulled into an ocean of stars, never to reach this shore again. Everyone here is going to die. The cruiser's door closed too fast, and I couldn't even blink my tears away fast enough to catch a final glimpse of her through the window. It was a choice between fear and love. This has been Repeat After Me, written by G.T. Corbin. Have you checked out Manawaker Studios' 100-word project yet? Each month, writers take on a new prompt in exactly 100 words, and I pick 9 of the best to share on the Manawaker Patreon, alongside one of my own. You can read the showcase free, and if you're a patron, you'll also hear me bring them to life with narration. Last month's prompt was Bottle. And those drabbles are up now at patreon.com/manawaker.